Now, as promised, here is our special guest, Larry Dodds, to help us recognize some of the things that may be causing stress in our lives. Larry?
Well, stress is a problem for cross-cultural workers, and some of the reasons are, as you think in your own experience, another language, another culture, things don't work the way they used to at home, picking up on cultural cues, customs of the people are so different, living situation is different. So there's a lot going on that creates a demand of energy just to adapt, and that's basically the definition of stress. Anything that requires energy to adapt. Now, is stress really bad? No, because without some stress, we wouldn't do anything. So a certain amount of stress is good, and we all know this from our own personal experience. Like, how many of us have waited to the last minute to get a job done, counting on the extra energy that comes from that stress to get the job done? However, we can't continue to live that way, and we'll just get used up because we're drawing on that energy all the time, and we can just really get ourselves into difficulty. So what we like to talk about is overstress, when there's just too much of it. Oftentimes, the amount of stress we have is created by our perception of the event. If we look at something as really difficult or hard, it becomes very stressful. For example, just think of this situation. You are on your way to an appointment. You don't know how long it will take, so you allow yourself an extra half hour to get there. The weather's wonderful, and you're driving along, and you know you have time to spare. You've had a good breakfast, and you and your wife are really getting along well right now, and then you have a flat tire. You can deal with that. You can get out, change the tire. You know you have time to spare. You've had a good breakfast, and your wife told you she loved you when you went out the door, so life is good. However, if you know that you are going to be late, and you're not sure where the place is, it's raining, and your wife said something kind of sharp when you went out the door, and then you have a flat tire, how is that? The events are the same, but the stress from it is created by a perception of what's really going on. And so that's one piece of it. Another thing is stress is experienced in degrees, and we all know that. For example, if you've had a good night's sleep and something happens, you just kind of pass it over. However, if it happens at the end of the day and you're frazzled and the kids have been on you and this is just the last straw, it really creates a problem. It's the same event, but it's experienced in degrees according to our situation. One of the really big principles in stress is that stress is additive and cumulative if there's insufficient time for recovery. In other words, the effects of stress gets added onto the prior stress, gets added onto the previous one, unless there is sufficient time for the effects to go away. And these effects can be physical, and we'll talk about that another time. So these are some important things to know about stress. But also within these, there's also some clues as to how you can deal with it. For example, the perception of it. If you've dealt with stressful things before, the same situation of changing tires, you know you can change a tire in a certain amount of time, and you'll get on. Sometimes we have to change our interpretation of the perception. For example, in the military, they train under live fire so that they get used to hearing bullets and other things going off over their head. So when they're actually in it, it's not as stressful as compared to having happened the first time. Stress can come from a lot of different things. Lots of times, certainly in cross-cultural situations, we're just too many things going on, too many demands, people coming and asking for help. Sometimes because of choices we make, the pace of life can be very fast. Physical environment can be very difficult. Too hot, very cold, very dusty, very smelly. I remember when we were living in South America that people would pile up the garbage for 3 weeks on the street corner, and then somebody would throw a match in it, and it would smolder, this thick, acrid smoke that would go through the neighborhood for 3 or 4 weeks. Nothing you can do about it, but it's stressful. Noise, living in major cities. Lois was staying with some friends in Taiwan, and one of the floors very high up, but the horns were honking 24 hours a day and just echoing up those concrete canyons. So there's a lot of things going on, and sometimes isolation can be a very stressful thing. You may be the only family that speaks your language in the area where you work. There's a lot of internal things, too, past family issues that haven't been dealt with, legitimate needs that aren't filled, and life scripts, kind of scripts that tell you this is how I'm supposed to behave, how I'm supposed to think, how I'm supposed to do things. But sometimes that doesn't really work with the situation you find yourself. And a common thing for many cross-cultural workers is being a perfectionist. And being perfectionistic is very stressful. It makes a large demand. So we will talk more later about some of these things and how you deal with it. Stress is something, and overstress is something to be managed. You don't get rid of it, you manage it, and you take control in this. And one thing I would like to say is that we can all handle a lot of stress if we balance it off with resources. Appropriate resources can help balance off the impact of stress on our life, and we'll talk about that another time.